Moncrief on News Talk.
After she lost a quarter-final match in the Australian Open, the American tennis player Coco Gauff was caught on camera smashing her racket in an off-court player's area. She claimed afterwards, perhaps not unreasonably, that it was an invasion of privacy. She was frustrated after losing, so was it always healthy to vent that frustration? Anne-Marie Kennedy is a sports psychologist. Afternoon, Anne-Marie.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So she had a bad day. Things weren't, you know, she, by all accounts, had an absolutely terrible match. I would imagine it's unhealthy to keep it in then.
I suppose we don't moralise it or anything like that. But I suppose, yes, she had a really bad day in the office. She's world number three, and crashing out of the quarterfinal 6-1, 6-2 is not a good day, and is probably not what she would have expected. So the frustration was building. And you can see that frustration was leaking into her performance in terms of, I think the stats are 26 unforced errors and multiple double faults. So that would tell you that, you know, she was suppressing the frustration to a degree while she was playing. And then obviously when the game ended, she thought she was going into somewhere private to kind of vent that frustration and vent that anger.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's fair enough. And would you, as a sports psychologist, would you recommend that? Obviously not on the court because you'll get in trouble and all the rest of it. But to go someplace private and have a scream or a cry or bash the crap out of your tennis racket.
Listen, yeah, we're not trying to, you know, we're humans. Emotions are all part of being human and they're all part of playing sport and being an athlete. It can be expressed in different ways, Sean, and lots of different athletes and different individuals express it differently. Some athletes will, they'll express it verbally in terms of maybe cursing and shouting, giving out to the ref, things like that. Some athletes will express it physically. They'll need a real physical outlet for that energy and they might smash a racket, throw a club or toss a helmet or something like that. Others then it'll be more cognitive. So what they'll do is they'll just internalize it in terms of rumination, worrying, being very self-critical, you know, constantly playing over their mistakes and their setbacks. And it's all completely natural. But I suppose as a sports psychologist, what we're looking to do is we're trying to help athletes develop emotional regulation. And that emotional regulation is understanding that, yes, these emotions are going to happen. Are we prepared for them so that we can express them in a way that doesn't maybe derail our attention or take our focus or end up having some other negative consequences? Like Coco, for example, you know, like she sits in between maybe trying to regulate and not being regulated, because, you know, she did try and do it privately. But I suppose you could argue as well that, you know, the physical outlet in terms of smashing the racket is quite a destructive behavior.
Yeah, but you wouldn't view that as a kind of a scenario where she kind of got it out of her system. Rather than, say, holding it in and then going to sleep that night and going, I'm terrible, I'm terrible, I'm terrible.
It's fine. It's fine to want to release that tension, but we have to release it in a way that's effective and isn't going to, you know, that would have been, she'd have gained some short term release from that. But then long term, you know, what she's looking at now this week is intense media scrutiny and some image or identity issues. Mm. So there was a consequence for that destructive behavior.
Well, getting caught is probably not the outcome. If she'd actually done it in private,
And I suppose the question I'm sometimes asked as well is, well, if they did it in private and nobody saw, would that be okay? And I suppose what you'd be saying there is, you know, you don't want to be helping or giving permission to somebody to engage in destructive behavior. So what we'd be saying is, okay, we know that you're feeling all of this. Let's find another way of releasing that physical or that energy in a physical way. And that could be something more constructive in terms of, you know, you might tighten your grip or squeeze your grip. You might squeeze or snap a towel or something like that. And, you know, athletes, no matter what the sport is, every athlete or the most effective athletes, I suppose, they have a plan for these moments in a way that doesn't disrupt their performance.
Yeah. And is it possible to completely insulate yourself from your emotional reaction to something?
No, I mean, we'll all have emotions, and they're there for a reason. You know, an emotion is just data, actually. It's just giving us information that, you know, we care about something, we're invested in something, we've worked hard and we want to do well. You know, for Coco, that emotion would have been building throughout the match. And what that emotion, what that frustration was probably saying to her is that, you know, her expectations or the way that she's playing wasn't aligning to her capability or what she wanted to happen. So that's where the frustration came up. So we can't stop that, and we shouldn't. We don't want to suppress that. But what we can do is we can control our response to it. So rather than, you know, expressing it, I suppose, mindlessly, we want to be able to regulate it. So we need to be able to acknowledge it, first of all. What is this emotion telling me about my state right now? We also then want to have an intentional routine to respond to it. So we need to process it, and then we need to channel it so that we can reset and recover faster and just get back to the task at hand.
Yeah. Now, and as I understand it, you study Scotty Scheffler, the golf player, a lot, because he doesn't attach any importance to the outcome. What does that mean exactly?
Well, yeah, I suppose Scotty Scheffler would be an outlier in terms of his mindset. I mean, he's been hugely successful. And, you know, if you listen to his interviews after major wins and things like that, and I was saying to Simon earlier, some people can get really frustrated that he doesn't show that emotion. And, you know, I suppose the opposite to what we know about Shane Lowry, but he contains all of that, that expression. He really, when he talks about his performance, he goes at it from a very clinical perspective. He's known for not compounding errors. So he's able to really regulate the frustration on making an error or making a mistake or having a bad hole or a bad swing. And he ensures that he doesn't repeat that. So that is part of his mental strength, and he's extremely good at that. Whereas maybe some other athletes or some other golfers, for example, might find regulating after a mistake or after a bad hole, they might find that extremely difficult.
Yeah. Anne-Marie, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Anne-Marie Kennedy there, a sports psychologist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.